You know, I appreciate the love, but I know that I can't do anything without my teammates. You know, this is the ultimate team game. I say it all the time. 11 guys doing one thing at one time is scary. So that's really been the difference. Everybody's just kind of just buying in, executing the defense.
John, how much time have you spent with guys like Jaquan and Keith to make them better linebackers? Because they seem to be playing on a kind of a different level since you took over.
Well, I don't think I've made them better, but I have challenged those guys. You know, hey, guys are specimens. You know, 6'3", can run, long arms. You know, that's play like it. You know, really, you know, go out there and just, you know, focus on one individual play, and then just let your talent and your effort just, you know, let people see that because they can do it. You know, we have a great, great group of guys in our meeting room. And I really feel like, you know, if we're all on the same page, good things happen.
You know, a lot of people are focused on how bad the Cowboys defense is playing, but the Cowboys offense has kind of struggled too. You look at film, what do you see? What's been the key to their struggles?
Listen, you know, this week, man, stats go out the window. You look at those guys, you know, the talent, Witten, you know, Bryant, Romo, the running game, getting Murray back. I mean, you know, they're coming full head of steam in here, and it's gonna be a bomb burner. It's gonna be a great one. So, you know, numbers are completely out the window.
John, how hard is it to deal with an offense that has the dynamics of a Bryant and then that short guy, Witten, who always moves the chains? I mean, do you have to pick your poison when those two guys are on the field at the same time?
Well, I think, you know, with that, you look at the tendencies. You know, when are they going to them? How many catches? Who's the number one receiver on third down, on the money down? And it's very hard to get a beat on them. But at the end of the day, you know, guys are going to have to, you know, go out and win those individual matchups because it is a huge test. There's the same guys over and over again for years and years, you know, in terms of Witten, you know, making that big catch that hurts you down the stretch. So, you know, our hands are full, but, you know, these are games that you live for.
DeMarco Murray's been very inconsistent, but he did bust that for like 175 against the Rams earlier this year. Do you have to look at him as that kind of threat that could do that?
No, he's been their guy. You know, they brought him in. He came out hot, and he's been banged up this year. But he's more than capable of being a home run threat. And he's a three down back, and he's made their offense better when he's in there. So no question, they're better off, especially coming off the bye week. Yep.
John, I mean, for anyone who would say that this team has fattened up over the last 4 weeks over, you know, quarterbacks who aren't exactly in the top echelon of NFL, NFL quarterbacks, what do you say to that?
Any given Sunday, you know, you can get beat any given day, man. You know, a lot of times, you know, analysts come out and they say, hey, you know, this matchup, okay, this team's going to blow them out. And then all of a sudden, you know, Indy gets blown out by the Rams. I don't even know who was quarterback in that game, but it happened. And that's the beauty of this league, man. That's why it's such a great sport, is because, you know, it's competitive every week. And if you look at it from that standpoint, it's like, okay, well, we face the top running backs, but no one wants to talk about that. So it goes hand in hand.